Well, good morning, you silly sons of bitches. How are you today? It's your good old friend, Uncle Boo. And it's your favorite podcast in the world, babies. Borderline Texas Trash. Yeet, yeet. What's up, everybody? Well, me and Ashley couldn't get together this week. Just some misscheduling, me and her. But we'll get it together next week. Getting close to baseball season being over, and she just, like I said, switched her jobs and stuff. So, but we will be back on track for next week. Got a special treat for you today. We are going to go back in time. We're going to go back to episode 111, ladies and gents. So, hope you enjoy it. Hope you like it. Sorry Ash ain't here, and sorry I didn't have his show planned out and ready to go, but that's just the way it is, being a hustler like me, G-Money. But, glad you guys are here. Have a great time listening to the show, and I'll see you at the end of it, man. Bye, boy. Well, hello, hello, everybody. Welcome back again to Borderline Texas Trash, my friends. Hope everybody's doing fine, living fine, and doing good. But this is Uncle Boo, baby. The most recognizable voice in the podcasting world today, baby. I'm coming at you live, coming down on a white lightning, on a silver saddle, baby. Ready to get this show going. The most recognizable voice, the most number one podcast in the world today. The man of extreme to extreme. It's Borderline Texas Trash. And I'm your host, Uncle Boo, baby. I hope I don't ramble too much, guys, but just want to say thanks. But it's been a good week. Glad it's starting to wrap this shit up. Ready for the 4th of July weekend, guys. All right. Well, we got some more homework for you to do real quick before I start out. Well, of course, everyone knows it's a week in America. This weekend's going to be 4th of July weekend. And that's our independence and how we celebrate it here in America. I would like to know, whatever country you live at, I know we have a lot of listeners in Canada I want to give a shout-out to. Shout-out to Kim. But you guys always comment and talk on the Facebook, so here's some homework for you. I want every country to tell me how they celebrate their independence and what date they do it on. Here in America, we do ours July 4th, and usually there's, of course, firework displays in every freaking town. I mean, every town this weekend's going to have some kind of firework display, so there's going to be plenty to do. But yeah, you guys let me know how y'all celebrate y'all's and what y'all's do and what y'all's culture is. I like learning about other cultures and other countries to see how their government works and goes and how their culture is. I'm just very interested in that. I think it's cool. Send me pics too if you want of what y'all do on the weekends. I don't care. I made that group chat. We can all get in there and chat along, guys. But anyways, I want to say thank you to everybody who has been listening. Our numbers are growing up, but we can do better, guys. Come on, man. Please. But hit that subscribe button right now, and there is a video for the YouTube again this week. I haven't updated it. I'm going to do that tonight after I get this episode down and ready to go for tomorrow for you fine folks and ladies and gents. So, but I just want to say thank you, though, guys. But come on, man. Let's get them numbers up some more. Just a little bit more, man. Give me some more followers. But you guys are doing good. Like I said, for no advertising this show, really, and no money I put in it, I think I'd get a pretty good return of nothing. But that don't bother me. I just want the followers and stuff now. Because like I said, you guys make this. I love Wednesday. I love Tuesdays and Thursdays. Because Tuesdays I record my ghost stories. Thursday, I record this show for you guys for Friday. And then I love recording other podcasts I do with my kids. So, but I'll plug them in later. I just want to say thanks again to everybody. Like I said, I don't have it right in front of me, but I know Canada is getting is a big listener, Australia, New Zealand, God, there's some other ones. Brazil's starting to get up there in listeners, and I want to say thank you to them guys. So I'll start writing this stuff down to tell everybody thank you when we start. So, hey, hey, hey. But anyways, I guess I'm done rambling. Like I said, guys, you guys are doing good. We're doing great on everything, so just keep doing what you're doing. Glad you love the show. And like I said, y'all like the way I format the show or anything, let me know. If there's tidbits you want me to stick in more or do this more, I try to mix it all up so I don't do the same thing every episode. So, yeah, yeah, yeah. But I'll keep my trap shut. And I guess I will get on to the news, baby. All right, stupid news. Okay. This week in Utah, a truck overturned hauling beehives. And let me tell you, it was a sticky mess. Well, first off, they couldn't go in to fucking clean it until they got all the bees up. So they had to call in beehive people from around the United States. Probably from around the world, too. I mean, because think about it. How many people you know that are professional beehive people? People. I can't even fucking talk. Anyways, yeah. So, I mean, it's not like you can just find one in your local town. I mean, that'd be that's a hard profession to find when you need that kind of done. But that was the problem. It took them so long to get rid of all the bees. And it's summertime now. So that stuff was just gooing all over the highway. Well, then, after they got that done, then they had to come in with a massive cleanup. So, yeah, it was a bad deal, man. Bad deal. Florida, you cease to never amaze me. You're always in here at least once. Some Florida teens break into a million-dollar mansion and throw a big-ass party. And not only that, these dumbasses, while they're partying with liquor, just you name it. It's a teen party. You know everything's there. And it's a big-ass mansion, and these motherfuckers wrecked it, and they put it all on social fucking media. God, man, that makes me wonder the youth of this fucking nation. You know, when I get older and it's my time to retire, and these motherfuckers are making decisions for me now. What the hell? I mean, when I was a kid, even if we had access to video recorders and stuff, we wouldn't have done stupid shit and illegal shit and then posted on social media. I mean, I don't understand that, dude. That's fucking crazy, though. But yeah, people ask, well, how'd they have a big party at a mansion? Well, it was one of these mansions. It was owned by a company or something that rents mansions out for the weekend. So let's say you're a big-time person. It's a big business because in every big town like this, they have some kind of agency that has these mansions to rent parties in for the weekend, for the week, or for the month, or however you want them. You know, let's say if you don't want to sign a lease somewhere or rent something, you can just rent it, stay here, everything's furnished, just bring clothes and food. But that's what they do, and that's what this house was, so that's why. But people started complaining when more and more traffic started coming down the road. And the house was getting a little rowdy. So, yeah, guys, quit putting stupid shit on the fucking... Well, I take that back. Keep doing the stupid shit because it gives me something to talk about on my podcast. And it gives us everybody else something to fucking laugh about. All right, let's go to story three. Listen to this shit. A mom drove her kids to prison to see their dad. Then she gets on the hood and starts straddling it and doing provocative things right in front of the prison where all the guys could see. And she was kind of doing that. You remember that? See, I'm 46. So y'all remember back in the MTV days, all the people that are around my age, and in the early 80s, I wouldn't say, yeah, in the early 80s, they were part of the Hair Band Act. A band called White Snake, and they had that song, Is It's Love, I think, where that chick's dancing on the cars. Yeah, she was so hot. She was my first crush as a kid. She's the first one that made me go bang. I know that's gross, guys, but I'm just saying. But anyways, that's what this mother started doing. Cops got out there. She got arrested. Yeah, she was kind of half naked too, doing the old playing with my waffle thing. And yeah, she was getting pretty fucking gross. Yeah. So yeah, I don't recommend doing that. But hey, wasn't for people doing stupid stuff like this, I wouldn't have shit to talk about on stupid news. Okay, let's go to 4. A man in New Jersey shoots subway worker for too much mayo on his sandwich. Yeah, the guy made it, and you're right there when you make the sandwich. That's what I don't understand. He must have been fucking around on his phone and not paying attention. Well, the guy ordered a sandwich, was right there, never said a word. I mean, he told him when to stop. Of course, they always ask, you know, when they stick the mayo, ranch, or whatever on there. Hey, is that enough, more or less, what? Well, this guy should have told him to stop, but I don't guess he did. Well, then when he went and took a bite of it, he threw a fit because there was too much mayo in it, and he fucking shoots him. Now, guys, come on, man. We can't be shooting each other over fucking mayo, over sandwiches, you know. And, too, it pisses me off. That's another good reason for people to say we should get rid of guns, guys. I mean, yes, I'm all for having guns. I believe we should own one. But be responsible, man. Use your fucking head. Go punch him in the mouth. That way, all you got to do is pay a fine for disturbing the peace, and he's still alive, and you're not in prison. Simple. Then we got a San Jose woman of 77 is charged with her husband's murder. Yes, this old woman somehow killed her husband. They didn't say how or get the facts. Then burnt the fucking house down in it and acted like, oh, I don't know what happened. But I'm just amazed at how do they fucking know he was dead before the house burnt? I mean, it is strange how they can tell where the fire started and how now. So, I mean, it's hard to get away with shit like that. But a 77-year-old woman, Jesus Christ. Ugh. Then I read a headline today that just made me want to fucking throw up. It's my last one. It said a girl divorced her husband, then started dating his father, and married him. Now, the guy met the girl when she was 11. I guess she ran around with her son, and they was all friends. Yeah, she was 11. So, and this motherfucker's old now, and I'm an old man. I'm not that old. I'm 46. I'm still in my prime. I'm not old. But anyways, there's no way in hell I could date someone 19 or 20. I just couldn't. 25, 26, I don't mind. That's pushing it. But nothing lower than 25 or 20. I mean, even that still, I'm 46. That's 20 years. People would look at us and be like, what the hell? But, you know, at least I waited till she was 26. No, I'm just kidding. That's gross. That was gross, gross. Oh, and one thing I also want to bitch about, and it's stupid news. If you haven't heard, R. Kelly, he got 30 years for sex trafficking. He got sentenced, Tuesday or Wednesday, I believe. No, Wednesday. And then on the same day, the same time that the trial that everybody should be talking about and worried about all over the world is the trial for the Amstein case for that island where our politicians of our countries and Hollywood actors were going there to fuck kids. And no one wants to talk about this. We want to talk about the other shit. Like, we still got to have so much concern on the January 6th trial. Wasting taxpayers' money. Then we got, you know, our government just had to stir the pot and get the abortion going again and divide the country. I mean, it wasn't perfect where we had it. But at least women's rights were being taken care of, you know. Now, I'm not, what am I trying to say here? I know what I'm trying to say. It's just hard to spit it out. I'm all for the abortions because I know sometimes you need them. You know, let's say a little girl gets raped and she ends up getting pregnant. Well, yeah, an abortion. You know, and sometimes in some situations, a one-night stand happens. I can understand that. You know, and then, you know, if you're not even with the girl, you know, I mean, I don't know. And then, I mean, there's just so many cases where it might need to happen. Like, I had a cousin, their baby was already deformed inside, and the doctor recommended it, and they looked at the deal, and she didn't get an abortion because it wasn't forming right, and it was just a really not going down a good path. And he said, just to keep in the suffering, because they'll have too much suffering when they are born. So, yeah, man. And two, here's another thing they should do. They should make it easier and cost lower to get a kid or adopt a kid. There's millions of people that cannot have kids. So have something affordable where women can go to and be like, I don't want to give up my baby, but I can't afford it. I'm a single mom, blah, 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 you know. Bam, set up with. But they, I know they have them, but they're so outrageous in prices. They should make it easier for people who want kids to adopt. They should make it real easy. But, yeah, our government had to go stir up that shit again. And now they're just, I don't know what the fuck they're doing. I mean, I felt like we was going in a good direction a little bit. I mean, getting there, it wasn't all the way. But now they just knocked everything back down and stir the fucking bee nest back up, man. And then our economy's gone to shit here in America. I don't know where it is everywhere else, but no one wants to blame Biden. But here's, like I said, I'm not a big Republican. I'm not a big fucking Trump supporter. I just call it how I fucking see it, common sense. Here's an example. If Trump was in office, people would be blaming everything on him. But Biden's in office, and Lord forbid, we can't do that. We can't say it's his fault. It's what Trump started. What the fuck, man? Quit being biased. Quit being hypocrites out there, America. And admit it when whoever is running your party is fucking up or a dumbass. Whether you're a Democrat, Republican, lefty, righty. Come on. But I think the big, and you're going to think I'm crazy. I was going to say this till the end, but I guess I can't. I'm too caffeined up. But here's what's crazy. I think, and people are going to think I'm nuts, I'm not a big conspiracy guy. Like I said, I just call it like I see it. I think outside the box. I don't walk around life with fucking blinders on. Everything's not black and white. There's color. There's shapes. There's squares. There's everything. There's more to life than just right here, what's in front of you. There's more. Anyways, I'm rambling so much. Okay. I think, you know, they did this abortion. They started stirring this abortion shit up on purpose. And they're really pushing this January 6th stuff because they don't want you to pay attention to the Epstein shit. Now, that chick that got that's on trial for it, that because, of course, he killed himself mysteriously. But anyways, his girl that was his right-hand girl that got all the girls there, she got 20 years for sex trafficking. Now, I'm not trying to say racism, and I'm not trying to say da-da-da-da-da, but wasn't R. Kelly, he got accused and charged with the same shit? Sex trafficking, he gets 30 years, but this bitch gets 20. And then the time she has spent in jail now is going to count towards her time in prison. So she'll probably spend 10 fucking years because she's a good girl and get out early. And still be a fucking rich ass bitch. I mean, the girl was getting kids for people to fuck and didn't care and was making hellacious money doing it. That's what pisses me off, man. They both did the same thing. They both need 30 years in rotten fucking prison. I don't like that pedophile shit at all. But, yeah, it's just crazy. But people think it. I mean, I'm not trying to say big time conspiracy, but I don't think they want you to pay attention with the Epstein shit. Because, you know, they say in that book, there's millions of famous actors, athletes, politicians from around the world. You know, so I don't know, guys. It makes you think, you know. I know not all governments are perfect, and I guarantee every government's crooked. There's some crooked shit going on in it. Can't tell me everything's fucking rosy in my rose-colored glasses. So, anyways, I'll quit bitching. I should have saved that towards the back. I'll probably get back on it again because it really pisses me off. We have more people worried about its other stuff when we need to be worried about what Epstein and all that's going on. But the government's got to come in and stir the pot with the abortion stuff and overturn, you know. It just fucking pisses me off. Why do they got to do this shit and just make more chaos here in America? Anyways, I'm done rambling. Don't forget, the news is always brought to us by Security Finance. Go down there for all your security finance needs, like loans, taxes, all that good stuff. It's here in the Brazos Shopping Mall, the Strip, here in Mineral Wells, Texas. Go in and see Carrie. Tell her Uncle Boo sent you from Borderline Texas Trash. Ah, sorry, I was getting a drink. Well, guys, you know what it's time for? It's time for that old cuss. You know who I'm talking about. Oh, yeah. It's Uncle Dickie, baby. Let's go fetch him.
Well, hello, hello, everybody. Everybody, this is your good old friend, Uncle Dickie, baby, from the good big old town of Boothville, Louisiana, baby. I've got the funky and you got the monkey. Let's get with it and let's get junky, babies. It's the most recognizable voice in the podcasting world today, babies. It's you and my friend, Uncle Dickie. He's here living in charge, babies. How is everybody today in podcast land? Want to wish everybody a happy 4th of July weekend that's coming up. Now, you guys and gals be good out there. Don't be doing no drinking and driving, drinking and boating. But you want to go out there and have a good time and smoke some marijuana and drink all you want. Go ahead. Just be smart about it, babies. Have fun all you want because you play hard. If you work hard, you got to play hard, baby. Well, this is Uncle Dickie, babies, here at Uncle Dickie's Corner. And I'm so glad everybody came here to see me today, baby. Because I'm always riding on a silver saddle because I'm a badass rider from the Xenia Seattles. I'm just rambling. Whew. But I'm feeling good today, man. It's just been hot and kind of wore out here. But, man, I tell you what, it's crazy. But it's been going good. Everything's going great. We've been getting ready for the 4th of July and stuff. We have a big old shindig every year. This year we're going to do fireworks again. We always do some big fireworks. Everybody comes down here, running families, brings their RVs and stays for a couple days. Like, already had people coming in. Today's Thursday. I've already had people coming in starting from after 2 o'clock. You know, they were coming in and stuff. You know, my Uncle Jed came in. Then my cousin Jeff, he came over too. So I got more cousins coming. We always throw our money together and always get a big old deal of fireworks and have a big old fun. The kids love it. We make so much food, man. It's crazy. But one day, babies, we're going to have a big old shindig and we're going to do a podcast. All we're doing is show you how we live it down here in this life on the plateau. But, yeah, I got a special treat today for you, though, guys. I'm going to answer some emails for you beautiful people because I know you love me. All right, we're gonna start out with the first question here. The first question is indeed says, what are your 4th of July plans? My 4th of July plans, well, like I just said, me and my family all get together and everybody comes down here. And we just have a good old time and drink, party, smoke a little smoke, you know. So some of us older guys now, we don't get down and tail down as much as we used to and get that crazy like we used to. But every now and then we break out some of that old family good old moonshine. And it gets us going. But anyways, that's what we're going to do. We always have a big old time. Good old time, baby. Our second question is, are you going to shoot off any fireworks? Well, yeah, like I was saying when I... See, I didn't read these emails for... Well, I mean, I read them and wrote them down, but I opened the show, I told everybody pretty much what I was going to do. Don't do that. But anyways, yeah, like I said, we're going to get this... We always get a big old deal of fireworks. We always put our money together, and we get a big old deal. We always pre-order everything, and sometimes people bring more shit with them to blow up, so... It's always a good old fun time, man. It's just wonderful. Because sometimes we can sit there. We got a platform that we'll sit out there and put the fireworks on out in the water. And we'll go out there, put the fireworks on the sky. We'll set them off and set back and patoo. It's always pretty good. And then you can see the ones from the town sometimes. You can see the ones from the town pretty decent, too. So, it's a pretty good show. Pretty good show. We're going to have fun popping and popping. Number three question is, what kind of food will you be cooking? Well, usually, we do this, we always do crawfish. I've been working on my crawfish. I'm getting good at it. It's a family recipe that's been passed down. I'll probably do that. And I always do some kind of smoked pig or something on the grill. We're probably gonna do a big old pig, you know, because them big old pigs like that, babies, they are so good and yummy. Spank my little tummy. Yeah, that's probably what we'll cook. That's what I'm gonna be cooking. But there's gonna be a range of food there. It's 4th of July weekend, baby. There's gonna be frog legs, grilled frog legs, fried frog legs. Of course, there's gonna be shrimp. And there's always going to be some etouffee. There's going to be some boudin. There's going to be, oh, man, a homemade boudin on top of there, right there. But it's going to be a good old time, guys. I can't wait to get it done. Get it done. It's going to be fun. Number four is the fourth one of your favorite holidays? Well, it sure is. It's one of them favorite holidays of mine. You know what I mean, man? Because even though we're going through a lot of shit in America right now and everything's topsy-turvy, I'm still proud to be American and I'm still proud I live here. You know, even though we do some dumb shit sometimes and our government sucks sometimes, but still, though, I wouldn't have the freedom that I do right now to live my life the way I've been living if I don't think I lived in America. I thank God and I thank... As I said, I thank God every day that I live in America, you know, because it's given me and my family so much opportunities, you know. But hey, that's what I say. Our last question is, how is your summer going, Uncle Dickie? Let me tell you, it's going by faster than shit. I can't believe it's already the 4th of July weekend coming up. I felt like I just got ready for fucking summertime. But yeah, man, it's going great down here. I cannot complain, babies. It's going turn and burner, babies. And it's going good. It's going good, man. But I think next month, Junior, we got to get him up there in college, get him in his dorm room and stuff. So it'll be a pretty good time down there. But I'm going to get on out of here, because I hope everybody liked my questions I had for him. And I hope everybody be good and stays cool. And, hey, because I heard about that fire outside of town y'all got. I hope it's getting contained and everything. And hope them firefighters are doing good. But you guys be good, be real. This has been the most recognizable voice in the podcasting world today, babies. Indeed. I have wined and dined with kings and queens. Slept and dumpsters and ate some refried beans, baby, if you know what I'm saying. But this is Uncle Dickie. You guys don't be square. He'll always be near. He's a Tower of Power. So see you later. Bye-bye, guys. See you.
Well, I hope y'all liked that little episode of Uncle Dickie's Corner. That crazy kooky mookie. All right, man. Our next little thing we got going is Today in History. Today in History in 1994, Tonya Harding was banned from competition for life. Remember? She fucked up Nancy Kerrigan's knee or something. She had her boyfriend and his friend click her in the knees. Yeah. She got banned, took her title away. That happened in 1994. In 1996, the movie Psycho debuted, another Alfred Hitchcock film. That one was good. It was good, scary. Y'all need to go watch that. Maybe we could do that. I should do a watch-along one time. We'll set a time up and watch a Psycho. Yeah, we'll live stream it. I'll watch along with it. If you're not sure what that is, it's when wherever you're at, you've picked its movie or whatever we've picked to watch. And I'm talking about it as we're going through it. And then when you hear the podcast, you hear my reactions and stuff. Heck to the air. We could even live stream it. That's something we could do, too. Watch movies together. Live stream them. Comment on them. That sounds creepy, I know. Okay. Psycho came out in 1960. Superman's first appearance in DC Comics was in 1938 on this date. And the date I'm using is June 30th, today's date. Max. He's asleep and he's having bad dreams. In his sleep, he'll sit there and he'll, like he's doing now, like he's running from something. Okay, then in 1933, the first emergency telephone number was made up, and it was 999, and it was in London. Then in 1930, the first round-the-world radio broadcast went on air, and it came from New York. That's what happened on this day in history. And that's weird. Some days on history, I can find a lot of stuff. Then there are some days where there shit didn't happen. All right. Now we're going to go over some of the best 4th of July foods, baby. All right, guys. Now we're going to go over some of the best 4th of July foods to cook. Number one, some good old sausage. Everybody likes sausage. And brats are good. Another good thing to cook to feed a lot of people is chicken. Do that a lot of ways. Barbecue it, get the chicken breast, put some Philadelphia cream cheese in them. That's what I do. Close that breast up, wrap that shit up in some bacon, put it on the grill, let it smoke all day, or smoke for a couple hours and cook. It's perfect. All right, then the next thing, steaks. You can never go wrong with steaks on any holiday. And shish kebabs. You can never go wrong with them either. Them things are pretty goddamn good, I tell you. And, of course, you can't beat the old hot dog. And now they got all these different, like, bratwurst. Now they got all these different kind of sausage hot dogs. It's there, man, they got a lot of good ones out there. There's one I get that's got jalapeno cheddar and chicken and beef or something. I don't know. It's fucking sounds weird as hell, but it's pretty damn good. Then we got hamburgers. You can never go wrong with them. Then we got jalapeno poppers. If y'all don't know what them are, down here in Texas, I know they're pretty big. Well, they're big in America, really. What it is, if for anybody who wants to know the recipe for it, all you do is go buy you some of the small jalapenos. Get about 10 of them. That way you'll have 10, or if you cut them in half and do them that way, you'll have 20. Then go buy you some bacon. Make sure you have enough strips in there to do your jalapenos. Then go get you some cream cheese. Then you're done. You go home. Cut the jalapenos. Depends on how you want to do them. If you want to cut them in half and do them that way and clean them, that's fine. Or if you just want to cut the ends off, tear the middle out, that's fine too. And another thing you can do, if you don't like them hot, soak them in some cold water a while before you cook them or prepare them. Then when you're ready to prepare them, put your cream cheese in the middle, whether you sliced them or dug the hole out in the middle. You do that, stuff it, wrap it with bacon, put some toothpicks in it, put that shit on the grill, man, and let it cook for a while. Mmm, that's good stuff. Then we got fajitas. You can never go wrong with some good-ass fajitas, man. That's good. Then, of course, ribs. I love smoking ribs, man. I got me a nice smoker out back. I'll take some pictures of me doing that this weekend and put them on Facebook. Then the best thing I love to do on a grill is brisket. Man, I just love a good brisket. You know that? There's nothing better than a good brisket. I mean, good stuff. I love it all. Well, since it's still the 4th of July, we're going to go over some more 4th of July stuff. All right, this is our last 4th of July thing to cover. We are going to go over some of the best places here in America to go watch some good old fireworks. So if you're anywhere around these places, go see them. This list goes from 10 to number 1, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to start out with PK Lake. That's a lake northwest of here, from my hometown here in Mineral Wells. And it's a great lake. It's really big. Cool lake to go play on, camp on, whatever you want to do on. But they have a big 4th of July firework deal, and they do it on the water right there on Hell's Gate off the cliff. So that one's always pretty good. Then we have Boston, Massachusetts. If you ain't seen theirs, that one's pretty fucking good. I will say that one's good. I've seen it on TV. Denver, Colorado, they say theirs is good. New Orleans, San Diego, New York. That one's good, too. I've seen that one. They got a good one because they do the whole Hudson River and everything right there. It's fucking awesome. Then we have Washington, D.C., of course. They always do a good one. Then we have Los Angeles, California. I've never seen theirs. Or Nashville, Tennessee's. But they say the best place to go see them is in St. Louis. That's weird. Really, really weird. I figured like New York or Boston's or Washington, you know, would be number one. But it wasn't. Oh, gosh. I got to get a drink, my lads. Oh, man, I can't believe this time still. I'm not used to getting to the time. I'm recording. It's on Thursday, and it's 8:46, and the sun's just now going down. Yeah, we have long summer days here in Texas and Tejas. All right, guys. Well, that's about it. So you know what time it is. It's time to hear me bitch like I did at the first part of it. Yeah, I just think with all this all abortion stuff, it's just women have fought so hard to get what they have now. And I'm not trying to be mean or sound like that's all they deserve. They don't. They deserve more. And like I said, it's not my right. Anybody's right to tell a woman when she can or cannot have a kid or whatever. But maybe there needs to be restrictions on, not restrictions, maybe there can be a happy medium, but, excuse me, when it is too late to get an abortion or something, you know, but to just go in and just overturn this, overturn that, and throw your fucking weight around because you're a fucking government and you can do what you want is bullshit. It's just like with the vaccines, man. It's our bodies. They can't tell us what to do with them. And I'm all for these women being pissed because it is bullshit. It's total bullshit. It's just like the transgender stuff when these fucking guys, you know, were like, well, I'm a guy, but I register as a woman. Well, I'm sorry. You still have that downstairs. And I mean, hey, if you want to say you want to be a girl, that's fine. That's your prerogative. I don't have a problem with that. Like I said, my problem is when these men can't succeed in their sport or something, they flip it and say I'm a transgender so I can compete against the girls, and they break all these records that these women have fucking trained for and bled and sweat for this whatever sport it is to have a man come and knock it all off. That's stupid. Just like I was reading one article. Out in California, they had a fucking skateboard tournament. It was a girls' tournament. And it's 20 fucking 9-year-old guy. He's transgender. So he got to compete with the girls. Well, he's real proud of himself because he won a competition. Not only did he beat a girl, he beat a fucking like 13, 14-year-old fucking girl. I mean, it's bullshit. Men shouldn't be able to compete in women's sports. Point blank. You know? Only thing that fucks up is women who have fought so hard to play football or sports like that. Like men. You know, it's just like in football. There's now starting to be girl kickers. But if everybody's like, girls got to play with girls and boys got to play with boys because of the transgender crap. But I think they should make an exception for that, though. If you're a blown, I mean, if you're a 100% girl, you know, heck yeah. But if you're one of these transgender means they'd have to play with the guys if they was a guy but registered as a girl. So they wouldn't do that because they'd still have to compete against men, and they're not good enough to beat another man. So they got to go beat women. I just have no respect for fucking guys like that. Like that swimmer. In college. For 3 years, he couldn't do shit in the men's league that he was in college. He always got ranked in the fucking like 200 and something. So his senior year, he decides, I'm going to be a girl. I'm transgender. I'm a man, but I register as a woman. So they let him do it, and he kicked all their asses. Broke all these records, which is bullshit. These women have fought hard and busted their ass to get these accomplishments, and here you just take them away. So I'm all for not letting transgender guys play in a women's sport. It's bullshit. So women have fought too hard for their rights, and they're losing them left and right, it seems like. I mean, it is. It's bullshit. We shouldn't be able to tell a woman what she can do with her body. And just like with the vaccines, they shouldn't be telling us we should take the shot. So, but like I said, I think the government did all this to get us to stop, to not wonder about the Epstein case. It's crazy, though. Like I said, she gets 20 fucking years. And, you know, R. Kelly, even though he did it. I'm not taking up for him at all. He's fucking sicko, holding girls against their will and shit and preying on young women. I don't care for him either. But he did the same thing. Sex trafficking, got 30 years. She gets 20. And she'll probably be out after 10. Slap on the wrist and she'll still be fucking rich. It's ridiculous. And she made all that money from trafficking girls. Wow. That's what upsets me as a human, as being a human. Because we're too busy letting the government go, look, wag the tail, pay attention to this over here. We don't need to worry about this over here. So, but like I said, I'm not some crazy conspiracy guy. I don't believe the world is flat. It's round. So, yeah, I don't go that deep into that conspiracy stuff. But I don't know, guys. I'll quit bitching. I know not everything's perfect, but goddamn, this shit has to get better. That's another thing too, guys. I want y'all to start talking to me more. Tell me how much gas is and how much how bad the economy is where you're living, because I know it's got to be affecting us all. So, yeah. Sorry if I ramble too much and if I don't make sense. I'm sorry, but it just really pisses me off how the government just had to up and start. You know, it's just like here in Texas, Abbott. You know, and middle of all this other stuff a few years ago, that's when he did something about the abortion stuff here in Texas. He fucking put a stop to something. I'm like, Jesus, man, why? Why can't our government just leave well enough alone and let shit fucking be? No, they gotta fuck it up and divide us and piss us off. Because what America doesn't want is people thinking and thinking for themselves. People say they're not sheep. You know, I'll show you sheep. Throw some meat out there. That ain't what I mean. You're a sheep because you fucking follow. I mean, I try not to be a follower. As I try to just speak what's on my mind and be down the middle. You know. But I'm not a racist. I'm not against people being gay. I'm not gay. But if that's what you want to do, hey. You know, I'm not going to sit here and preach to you about how, oh, you're going to go to hell. Hey, I've got enough stuff to answer for when I die. So, I ain't pointing a finger. So, y'all want to do that? Be you, guys. Do what you want to do, man. You know, it's just like people have asked me, what would you do if one of your kids were gay? I might be mad at first, but I would not cut them out of my life or be mad at them. I'd be mad at first, you know, like anybody at first, you know. And I'd get over it. It's my fucking kid. At the end of the day, I'm still going to love them. I don't care what they do. I mean, I care what they do, but if they don't choose a path that I think is right for them and they go this way, hey, that's what they want to do, let them. You know, they're kids. They're your kids. You got to love them all the time. You know, always got to have their back. And when they're coming out and being honest like that about you, about something that you know you're going to be mad about, at least have the decency to say, hey, I support you and don't be a douchebag about it. You know, because people are who they are. I'm just not a big on this transgender crap. I'm sorry. You know, if you go and have the change and all that, hey, that's fine. You're a woman. Do what you want to do. You want to dress like a woman, that's fine. But don't sit here and still have a penis and say you're a woman and go compete in women's sports. That's all I'm saying. If you're a man, you compete in the man's. Come on. Quit using this as a way to get awards. Because you couldn't cut it as a man. See, I'm back to rambling again. Jesus fucking Christ. I'm going to lose listeners if I keep this shit up. But I hope the sound's been sounding better. Everything's been good. And tonight on the video, I did it in red. So check out the red. I've done it in blue. I'm going to switch colors up a little bit. But, yeah, go check the YouTube videos out. Go check our Facebook out and our Instagram. And go check out our other episodes on Spotify, Stitcher, YouTube, Amazon. We're on every platform now, and I'm still getting invites to go to other new platforms that are starting up and going. So, hey, man, I figure the more I get my name and my fingers out there, guys, like I said, one day I want to be doing this for a living. I'd love to be making y'all happy for a living. That'd be great. But this would be great podcasting. But it'll get there. It just takes time with everything. But I do want to appreciate and thank every one of you that's been listening from the first. I know I've got a lot of faithful listeners, and I freaking love you all, man. You guys are beautiful. Hey, it's going to be Friday. Sport that smile. You know, don't let no one piss you off. Have a good 4th of July weekend. And if you live in another country, have a great weekend or whatever you're going to be doing. Stay safe wherever you're at, guys. And remember, wherever you live, you have a voice. Use it. Don't let a government try to shut you down because it's bullshit. So, and don't let them tell you, or what does that song go? Fuck you, I won't do what you tell me. But yeah, it's been great, guys. But I'm out of here. I'm rambling, talking out of my ass. But you guys be good, be real. We'll holler at you later. This has been Uncle Boo, baby, with the world's recognizable voice in a podcast in the world today, babies. I have wined and dined with those kings and queens, and I've ate some refried beans. I effed that all up, but who cares? I'm signing off. This has been Uncle Boo. You've been listening to Borderline Texas Trash, the number one podcast in the world, my friends. Don't forget to go check out my other podcast, Ghost Stories Told from the South. Then me and Stephanie do one called What's Really Out There. Me and Jackson do one called Wrestling 101 with Jackson. It's a kids one. I don't cuss or nothing on there. I'm a good boy. But then I got my sports show. This is my second year doing it. I tried doing it a year before and I couldn't. It's just too much. So I do it during the week like I normally do. I'm going to start getting ready for season two because they're starting training camp. So go check that podcast out. It's called When Sports Collide, Wrestling and Football. Talk about both. But yeah, sounds great. Sounds good. I love you guys. Be good. And hey, be nice to each other. And if someone doesn't agree with what you say, it don't make them an asshole and it don't make them racist. They just have a different fucking opinion. Get over it. We all have an opinion just like we all have an asshole. So let's respect each other more, love each other more, be kind, be good. But I'll see you crazy ass coons later, man. And in the words of Jim Cornette, thank you, fuck you, and goodbye. Thank you, fuck you, bye. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed that, man. Like I said, sorry for the inconvenience. Ashley will be here next week. Everything will be back on schedule. Don't listen to her. But until then, until next time, guys, if it don't rain before I see you, we'll piss on you. And hey, remember, Uncle Boo and Ash Handy love you, man. Keep your head up, hang in there, man. Keep smiling and say fuck them whenever you can. But till next Friday, we'll see you later. Have a great weekend, guys. Be safe and, yeah, whatever. Yeah. We'll see you later, guys. Bye.